When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes. But why not get yourself a little Zed time? Right here, right now.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe. And now, here he is, everyone's favorite super modulator and super moderator, the first wizard of Above Top Secret, Zed.
Hey, everybody. I'm back. I believe this is show number 6. And, of course, running a little freestyle tonight on the music, so I thought I'd just run freestyle with the podcast and see what happens. I don't even really have a game plan. Just shoot from the hip tonight. So it's a little bit late, 10:30 my time. Everybody else is asleep or in bed. And let's see here. I haven't been doing a whole lot. I haven't even really been keeping up on what's going on the board too much this week, because I've been involved in other things, and I'll get to that in just a second.
Latest news.
Latest news on the board, exactly what I'm going to get into. What I've been involved in, I've been kind of scurried away in my other room. Of course, tonight I'm podcasting from the sub-basement of Above Top Secret, and I'm actually in storage room B, which is where Skeptic Overlord made me move my cubicle. And yes, he did let me keep my stapler, so I'm thankful for that anyway. But what I've been doing is working on the Above Top Secret merchandise store. And as you know, or hope you know, you should have seen the thread that I put out a little bit ago, but just recently Cafe Press picked up something that nobody else, I shouldn't say nobody, but many of the other sites that offer t-shirt making services and whatnot don't have. Cafe Press just picked up the black t-shirts. And they are available. So I've gone ahead and made a few just sort of as an introductory that are out there. And then I scurried away back to my hovel and started making some new designs. I don't know what it is. I guess the black just kind of inspired me, I guess, to get some new exciting stuff out there. So I've made five designs currently, or five different shirts. One that's kind of aircraft project focused, one secret societies, and one about paranormal studies, and then I have a conspiracy shirt and a WMD shirt that most people, the feedback I got, they like the WMD one probably the best. I don't know. So I had my creative juices flowing, was doing that, and of course the call is always out there for any artists that want to design something t-shirt wise. Let me know, send me a UTU, and we'll figure out how to exchange the file, because the file does need to be quite large. And I should explain, for the shirts, just the front of the shirts, Cafe Press actually has templates for all this stuff, but the front of the shirts is 2,000 pixel by 2,000 pixels, so it's huge. And what you need to do is you need to make sure and have everything done in a PNG, high compression PNG. Sorry, my brain's not working. It's late tonight. I don't even know what I'm doing. Anyways, so you need to do it as a PNG file, and what I've found is that you need between 200 and 300 DPI, so it has to be a pretty high-resolution image. So JPEGs would cut it, but now they wouldn't probably pull out very good quality. So anyways, that's what I've been doing, working on those, and going to unleash those on the board very soon. So stick around, and you'll see a thread in a day or so with the shirts, and you'll be able to go pick those up just in time for the holiday season. Other news that, let me see, I've been looking at the podcast a little bit. I've been trying to keep up on the podcast, but, you know, I'm finding it pretty cumbersome when you don't have a portable pod player. And that's on my Christmas list this year, is an iPod, because I need to keep up on this stuff. And just today, as a matter of fact, the talk radio station that I listen to all the time in my car. I've been listening to the station for about 12 years, I think, or more. And I was listening to it yesterday. Hopped in the car today, and first thing I heard was country song. And I thought, well, that's a little strange. Maybe they're playing a funny clip or doing something. And the next song I heard was country song, and I thought, what's going on? And right after that, it said, you know, welcome to the new country station. And blah, 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 blah. I didn't even listen to the rest. So, needless to say, it looks like talk radio in my city has gone away. And I'm really, really, really pissed off about that. So, what I've decided to do is cross my fingers and hope that Santa's bringing me the iPod, because then I'm going to probably be listening to music I want to listen to. And when I need talk stuff, there's tons of podcasts out there. It's really exploding. So, and speaking of that, I think our podcasts on Above Top Secret are going to take off as well, because I noticed the return of somebody that will probably go podcast crazy for a little bit.
Hello, everybody. Hey, this is Magic at BelowTopSecret.com, back from vacation and ready to menace the podways with my interminable babbling. Lucky you. Ah, yes, this is kind of an old pod thread, but I'm catching up and wanted to put in my tuppence.
I like that. First of all, he's back. Magic's back, so prepare for a podcast onslaught, if you will. But second of all, I really like that he brought back an old thread, and that's something that I keep meaning to do, reply on a whole bunch of podcast threads, and I don't know why, I just never seem to get to it. I know there's always something else going on with either trying to put together content for the Zed Show or the store, or just actually even doing my job of moderating around Above Top Secret. So I seem to be pretty busy, and between those times I somehow am able to fit in making avatars for myself and other people, and I don't know what else. Anyway, so that's some of the cool happenings that's been going on. See, I don't think we'll get into any kind of blog of the week, because, quite frankly, I'm not prepared. This is all freestyle, like I said. I'm trying out some new stuff with the whole podcast setup, and I think I've done pretty well. I've got things together, so I'm pretty happy with the quality and the way I'm able to mix stuff up and go with a live show.
Now, some wizard words.
Wizard words, tell it like it is. You know, I put out a call. I moved this up in the show because I had it at the end of my last show. Maybe that means something, I don't know. But I put up a call to send me a UTU and let me know what you just want the straight goods on. And well, I received so many UTUs that I couldn't even really get into it. But, okay, I'm lying. I didn't get any UTUs. Not one. Zero. Nada. So I had to make up something to rant about myself. And, you know, it came to me shopping in the grocery store. I was in the store and I was buying some personal stuff. I think I was getting a razor and I was getting toilet paper and toothpaste and whatever else I was getting. And it really bothered me that these companies that sell this stuff, they just nickel and dime you for everything. It has to be a conspiracy. It's driving me crazy. You know, I go in and this week it's the new, you know, 27 blade razor with the ultra stealth features to it. And then next week it's the 28 blade razor, and it forces you to buy really expensive blades and blah, 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 blah. Driving me nuts. Nickel and dime, nickel and dime. And the toothpaste, I went to grab whatever it was that we use, I don't know, and of course I always grab the whitening toothpaste. The wife likes the whitening stuff, and but the kids need the tartar control, and you know, I was thinking, wait a minute, why can't they give it all in one? I mean, you know, they could put the whitening stuff in, why can't they put the tartar control in? It's the same thing with the toilet paper. It's like one is super soft and one is triple ply and something else smells fragrant. I don't know, just put it all together. Stop nickel and diming us to death. You're killing me with this stuff. You're killing the whole everybody, the whole country and the world. I don't know. I don't know how pervasive this conspiracy is, but I'm just starting to get in on what's going on out there, and it's driving me nuts. So I don't know if you want to make a podcast reply, but if you do, I want to hear. I want to know what's going on in your stores. How are you getting nickel and dimed in these store conspiracies and from these companies? I mean, gosh, I thought it was bad with the drug companies. It's like, you know, the drug companies up there, they're flying above the radar. Everybody knows what's going on. They're doing R&D. They're giving medication to all the other countries out there, the poorer countries, third world countries. And America really is footing the bill. Maybe not America. I know I'm being kind of singular in my view there. But the bigger nations, I mean, you know, Japan, UK, Canada, whoever else, I don't know off the top of my head, they're footing the bill for the third world nations for the R&D. That's basically how the system works. My wife's involved in all this stuff, and I hear about it all the time, so I understand the setup. So yes, we pay more for the drugs. The drug companies use that money for R&D, and they also use it to subsidize to third world countries, and we're helping everybody out. Hey, that's great. So the drug companies up there above the radar. Who's flying below the radar where the conspiracy zone is? Well, that's like the toilet paper people and Gillette with the razor thing. Good Lord, that just kills me. It's like every month there's a new mock something. And then they've got the toothpaste, Crest. I mean, God, Crest is like probably the worst offender of them all. So I'm tired of all the different stuff. Just mix it all together and give me one package so I don't have to buy so many. Drive me nuts with all that kind of stuff.
Amazing threads.
Amazing threads on the board. One caught my eye, and I've been sort of following it. I have to say that I haven't looked at it in some time. I'm actually just going hunting for it right now. I haven't looked at it for some time, but there it is. New Bigfoot video. That's the name of the thread, and I'll link it into my podcast. But new Bigfoot video 11-14-05 is the thread, and really great thread. What I liked, obviously, it's a new video that came out, and it showed some quote unquote Bigfoot in the trees or in the long grass. Sorry, and I was just looking at Dulcimer on the thread. Has got a new avatar of flashing words of loathing, greed, and secrets, and distracting me, hypnotic with that. Anyway, so this Bigfoot thread is it's been really good. One thing I noticed watching the video was how the person filming it, they get right up to the grass, you see a Bigfoot go to the left, and then you see it go to the right, and just the movement in the first thing I thought of, just kind of off the cuff, was how it really acted like a lot of animals I've seen that try to distract hunters and predators by reversing back in their tracks, going a different direction, switching directions. And so I thought that was really interesting, pointed that out. Some other people have pointed that out as well. What later happened in later pages is that other people looking at this video clip more in depth have actually noticed other figures. Now, I haven't seen these, so I don't know what they're looking at particularly. Maybe they're shadows that you can't really tell. I don't know, so I can't honestly say, but I really find it interesting that there's quite a few people saying that they can see other quote-unquote big feet, Bigfoot, Bigfoots, big Sasquatch. And they're in that area, and they look like younger ones. So, you know, then that adds a whole new dimension to me. I mean, if you've got, say, a family out there, and these are creatures that have some higher intellect, I would think. I mean, you know, the primates generally fall in that realm, and if they have been around us for so long, we've never found one, we've never caught one type thing, they have to have some type of higher intellect over most average animals. And so I just find that a really interesting twist to the whole thing, that if there was a group out there and then one made a particular movement one direction and then immediately shot the other way almost to lead people away, you know, lead the predators away from the family. So that was really interesting. I enjoyed that a lot. Let's see, what else in the amazing threads? Well, the podcast threads, I know I'm going back to the podcast threads. Of course, we've got the Three Amigos haven't been around this week, and the Skeptic Overview wasn't around this week. Anybody else having withdrawals? I was having some withdrawals. I think a few people were. I noticed some Springer conspiracy pop up there from Mr. Whoopi. And I believe he thinks that Springer did something to Skeptic Overlord. Stashed the body or... I don't know. I don't know what the whole thing was. But they're still around as far as I can tell and still enjoying themselves.
Major, major, major.
Well, that's going to be just real crazy. I don't know if I can take that. Progress regularly with these shows, hopefully. I know Mark has been... What are we drinking over there, Mark?
We're drinking good American whiskey and Coca-Cola.
Well, I'm enjoying a nice imported Belhaven Scottish Ale. And that's probably going to be par for the course in these little podcasts.
God, I hope so.
I need more. I need more. I need more. So let's get on the stick.
Major, major, major.
Major, major, major. That's great. I love that. I love that. That's fun. Let's see what else. Just looking for some files I've got here somewhere. And once again, you are the victim of the Zed Freestyle Show. Let's see. You know, I wanted to also get into a little music. Oh, that's right. You know what? I didn't download it here on this machine. I've got it on my laptop. Where is that? That's True American came out with a great song that he put in the podcasts. And I have to find it. It was talking to the aliens, speaking to the aliens. Something to do with the aliens. Oh, there we go. Dancing with the Alien. Right. Speaking, talking. I had about everything on the planet except the one I really wanted. So, anyways, that was a really great song. If you hadn't heard it, jump out and grab it, because I thought it was great. And what we need to do is we need to start playing more of the PodSafe music type stuff on Above Top Secret as well. So I've been looking around, finding some PodSafe music that I can bring your way and hopefully throw a song in or two. No, probably not two. See, the one thing that gets me is I listen to some podcasts outside the ATS realm. I have no idea why I do that. But I do listen to some song, or some podcasts rather, and some of them just pack in way too many songs, and I want to hear more talking, and then back and forth. I don't know. I can never decide what I want. Anyways, here we go. While I was talking and distracting you with the dulcet, monotone sounds of my voice. Isn't that how a skeptic says it? I don't know. Anyways, while I was distracting you, I went out and downloaded that Dancing with the Alien song. And let me play just a little bit for you.
Believe or not believe, believe or not believe, a choice we have to make. To see or not to see, to see when the story breaks. Oh, what is it all? Oh, we have to cast out. Believe or not believe, dancing with the
I gotta say, this song just is great. It's great. True American, I really want to know, I mean, I know you put this music all together, you played it or whatever, but who's singing that too? I was curious. I listened to that and I looked around the thread and I didn't see anywhere where who was singing that. I knew you did some compilation work with Benevolent Heretic, and so I was thinking maybe that was her, but I just didn't see it there anyways. Hope you put that out. But anyways, great, great, great song. Totally was into it. In fact, let's see, what do we got? Why don't we just keep going with it? Great. Anyway, so yeah, I want to bring some more PodSafe music into the mix, so I'll start searching around. I've actually got some good songs, but I don't want to play them just yet. I don't want to play too much music and, you know, get the whole thing kind of crazy. So, anyways, I guess what my announcer would say at this point is...
You just experienced The Zed Show.
Oh, that was pretty low. You know, I'm still playing with my external mixer. I actually picked up an external mixer a while back, and I've been playing with it. Whoa. And I got a little loud there. And still playing with that.
You just experienced The Zed Show.
Yeah, that's a pretty low clip. Anyways, so that's been fun. And I'm going to keep experimenting to try to figure out even better ways of doing the whole setup and get right to it. So, continue on. Let's see. Going into 25 minutes, and I even got more stuff to talk about. This is like Zed Supersize.
Conspiracy Corner.
Conspiracy Corner for this week. I wanted to get back to a subject that I spoke about in Zed Show number 2. For those of you that didn't hear it, you can go back and hear it. Catch you all up to speed, though. It was about a guy that was in my family. He was related to my grandmother, and that's a whole long, convoluted story, so I won't get into it, but I called him Uncle Blank, insert name here. So he was my uncle, or referred to him that way, and he was a test pilot for Lockheed, which he flew the UTU, or UTU, God, I'm so ATS-oriented now at 11 p.m. my time. He flew the U-2 biplane, and for those of you that don't know, that whole program was affiliated with the CIA, so he was, in fact, a liaison to the CIA. He was attached to that group, and actually later on became a consultant and who knows what hush-hush kind of stuff. Now, he came to my house once. I was 9 years old, and he spoke about a lot of things. He spoke about the Avro Arrow project. He knew that quite well. He spoke about a car engine that ran on water. Trying to think what else. I know there were some other things in there. The big one, though, that I remembered at the time, but it's funny because I was playing with toys. It was my birthday. That's why I remember that day. And I was actually playing with toys, and he was sitting on the couch speaking to my parents. So I wasn't even part of the conversation, but I heard it, and I didn't think much of it. And the conversation was about the crash at Roswell, and that's what the show, show number 2 was pretty much about, was that experience of that conversation. What I didn't really relate is that in that conversation, you know, he laid it all out and just left it. What's funny is I put it out of my mind for a long time, and when I was 16, I went to a movie with a buddy of mine, and we saw a preview for a show called Hangar 18, and that's really what drew the flashbacks, and it really came almost like a series of flashbacks. It was like I was watching the preview and going, wow, I've heard this entire story before, and that's when I recalled most of it, and to fill in whatever gaps I didn't remember, I actually interviewed my parents, so to speak, separately, even to make sure that the stories were the same, and they were. Of course, I thought he was a jet inspector, and my parents filled me in that, no, he was a test pilot, and more about that. And I'm sure I relayed all this in show number 2, so good Lord, hope you were hitting the fast forward button. Now getting back to the goods. What I didn't talk about were more on the subject of this craft that he saw when he was called in. And to my knowledge, the way I remember it anyway, was that he was called into Area 51, because I know he mentioned that. But I don't think the craft stayed there. I think it was moved, but I'm not really sure in the timeline whether it was moved prior to him seeing it. I know he'd been at Area 51 as a result of the U2 spy plane program and all of that. He mentioned that, but I don't know if he saw the craft at Area 51 or if he saw it at another place. That's, I guess, where some of my remembering is a little fuzzy. But what he did relate was that he saw the craft and he also saw bodies frozen in ice. And they were in a separate, he said they were in a separate room off the hangar at the time when he saw it. But more on the story, what he related was how they tried to get into the craft, or at least they were testing the skin of the craft. I'm a little hazy on that too, I guess. I remember talking about they were testing the metal, and it was no substance known on Earth. Basically, he talked about drilling with a diamond tip drill bit, and he said it kept shattering the diamonds, you know, and it was these particular type of drills, as he mentioned it, were the strongest drills that we had at the time or whatever, and he kept talking about how they would shatter and they couldn't penetrate the skin of the craft. But they did get in the craft, and I think that's because it was crashed and whatnot. But he also laid out the actual story, and I know I'm fuzzy on the details because this is going back a long ways in my mind to remember all this. But what he described was not the typical crash at Roswell scenario, which is how I really look at, I guess, all the stories that I hear. I kind of compare to the story that I know. I don't believe it was a straight crash at Roswell. In fact, the whole Roswell thing, really, the crash that's typically known really could be the whole Project Mogul thing. What he described was there was actually an impact in the air between two craft. He talked about two crafts, and one of them was found with a live extraterrestrial entity, or EBE, extraterrestrial biological entity, was found with one live subject and then I guess some bodies. And the other craft was discovered a little bit later. So he actually talked about a two-craft kind of a deal, almost like they impacted each other in the air or something. I can't quite recall. He talked about how they used a very small reactor-type system on the craft. He said it was very small, like the size of a beach ball or something like that. I'm just holding out my hands, and obviously this is audio, so you can't see that, but it was a very small type of object, but they figured out that they had this type of reactor. They also had figured out that the craft had some weaponry, some type of, you know, lasers, beam weaponry, and I thought that was really interesting, and I thought it was really interesting he talked about the creatures, that they were humanoid, that autopsies had been done. There really wasn't an indication of age. They had a hard time determining age, he said. He said they were very similar to us, but they were smaller, and their heights were fairly consistent. They varied very little. That their language appeared to be almost related to Sanskrit-type language. It was some type of mathematical almost language, what he talked about. And also he spoke of that I guess they had figured out that their intake, their food system, at least on the craft, and maybe that had to do with being in space, similar to we send our astronauts with the tube of toothpaste, space food type thing. They were on almost like a chlorophyll-based type of diet, which is interesting because we've established, I think, scientifically that chlorophyll does exist out there in the cosmos in various places or planets or whatnot, and so I found that interesting. And apparently, that's why their mouth was not as functional as ours per se, or as big and people have, I know, speculated of them being atrophied type of people in a way, atrophied bodies, atrophied mouth and whatnot. But I guess you wouldn't, if you had that type of diet, maybe you would adapt to that over a certain period of time. I know we've seen that on our planet. We've seen that in the evolutionary tree, that the human species or the sapien species can adapt to various environments. And for example, one offshoot of the evolutionary tree lived in an area of Africa that was very plentiful in food source, animals, fairly large animals, and this particular offshoot grew very large. What, Gigantus is the name or whatever, but they grew larger than average humans of today, and so they were able to adapt to their environment. And there's also talk of the hobbits found in Indonesia where, and I know this is speculative because I don't think they proved any of it. Obviously, they're still looking into it, and some people think it's a hoax. But some of what I've read is that, you know, this particular offshoot ended up on an island, and just like the elephants that ended up on the island with them on this island chain, they grew smaller and adapted to their smaller environment. So it almost shows the extremes, but it shows how the sapien species can adapt, or I guess we are the sapien species. See, I don't even know what I'm talking about so late at night, but you get the idea that we can adapt, and maybe they've adapted, the EBEs have adapted to different type of food source, a more plant-based chlorophyll type of food source. So anyways, just some other interesting stuff I wanted to relate. A little more of that, I don't know, I'd have to really sit down and kind of pick my brain and probably even write notes to get the whole story together in a cohesive type of tale. But anyways, I thought I'd throw it out there. I've actually had more requests on that than anything else for people to say, hey man, get back to that story that you were talking about, that guy that, you know, saw the craft. Or and like I said, he actually told me he saw two crafts. But I don't really talk about that a whole lot until now, obviously. But he mentioned that they had two. And I think what I remember is he mentioned that one they couldn't get into, but the other one they could. And that by getting into the one, I think it was crashed and they were broken up a little bit and they were able to get inside or whatever. Or maybe the living EBE helped them. I'm not quite sure the deal, but by getting into one craft, it helped them kind of unlock the secret how to get into the sealed craft. And I believe when he said they got into the sealed craft is where they found more bodies of deceased aliens. So pretty interesting story, and I really haven't seen that out there very much related in that way, that that there was a double crash and more aliens than the typical story. So I thought I'd relate at least what I had heard, and I found him to be a very believable guy. I still to this day can't think of a motive of why would he lie and why he would tell that type of story after talking about Avro Arrow and other projects he was involved in. And like I said before in the earlier show, the reason he mentioned it simply was pretty much a rant of his of he believed that the government should release this information because they've known for a long time, and he thought they'd had plenty of time to study it and learn about it, and he thought it was time for mainstream people to know. But of course it's still not out there, so it forces us to have a great place like Above Top Secret to be able to exchange any of this information and any of this knowledge. So that's it. That's part deux of the story. And maybe I'll get back more into that another time if everybody likes. So I'm going to kill the show, the Super Size Zed for tonight, Super Size Zed Freestyle, I guess it was. And I'll probably have another show before the end of the week. So today's Wednesday. Probably get another one out hopefully by Friday. So in the meantime, send me you to you. and tell me what you want me to rant about in the wizard words, and I'll figure out what you're talking about, and that's what I'll rant about. So this is the Zed Show signing out for tonight, and I thank you for letting me take again more of your time. Have a good one.
You've been listening to The Zed Show, hosted by AboveTopSecret.com. When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes.
Okay, you people sit tight, hold the fort, and keep the home fires burning. We're not back by dawn. Call it.